TV show. Dynamite. Back at on the Steve Gerber Show, CPAC 2022 from Dallas, Texas. A lot of great folks here. I saw Congressman Andy Biggs a moment ago. I've got Congressman Ralph Norman sitting down with me. I've got Congressman Tim Walberg coming up next here on the program. So we're just doing right through the Republican members of Congress. Ralph Norman, you and I have talked on the phone a number of times. You represent South Carolina's 5th Congressional District. Good to see you in person.
Great to be here. Thanks, yeah, Steve.
First time I've met you in person. And I'll tell you, folks, he's a lot taller than I thought. I'll just tell you that right, straight up. But we've got a lot of serious things to talk about here. I see that Joe Manchin's gone back on his word. Kyrsten Sinema's now on board with some reconciliation nonsense and spent $800 billion, give or take. The Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, they call it. Listen, we need Republicans that will go in there and fight and say, what are you doing? I mean, honestly, this is no way to stop this that I can tell, but that just means November's general elections are that much more important, doesn't it?
Well, it does, Steve. And, you know, for them to name this the Inflation Reduction Act is an insult to the American people. It's anything but that. How do you spend money, no offsets, no regular order, and say that we're cutting, we're helping the deficit? We're not. This is intentional. I was very disappointed that Joe Manchin did what he did. It didn't surprise me on Kyrsten Sinema. But look what Joe Manchin did to his state of West
his
Virginia.
Own state.
The coal mining industry is
pretty much destroyed. Right.
And he got some bridge or pipeline or something. It's an insult. The flip side, though, we've got such an opportunity to fight. We've got to have the courage to stop this kind of insanity. The House, is with a purse string start, and we've got to.
And I want to ask you about that. It's really important. I mean, one of the things in this Inflation Reduction Act, which is, again, an asinine name, quite frankly, what is it, $80 billion to expand the number of IRS agents to come, you know, knock on your door, my door, everybody's door, and a few billion dollars for better service. They're coming to our house. We got to say, this is absolutely absurd, isn't it?
I would make the argument this is just with 87,000 new IRS agents.
Yeah.
This is a power play. This is insanity. This is this administration that is attempting to browbeat and actually handcuff the American businesses. I mean, look at what these agents are going to be doing to the mom and pop businesses that pay the taxes,
right,
that pay their salaries.
Well, is it fair to say, I mean, the Democrats hate small business owners like me, like you, because we have this notion we don't want a government check, we don't want, and we'll do what we think is right, we'll march to our own beat and get our own deal and hire our own people. Well, that doesn't work for them. We're not asking for a government check, we're not asking for their guidelines, their help, their assistance, and their direction. We don't need any of that. So small business owners don't fit with what they need. Plus, they can go to the big donors, the big banks in New York or wherever, and get their big checks for campaigns. Small business owners are an annoyance to the left.
The cabal that's running this country is all about total government dominance.
Exactly.
Government dominance.
Including the big businesses.
Big businesses.
The big banks.
The wokeism that's going on in America today is frightening. The fact that we don't have a voice now, and or Americans are unwilling to voice their opinion. We've got to start this. We've got a one chance to, in November elections is where it starts, that we can finally get some courage and put some handcuffs and slow this train that's coming down the pipe.
South Carolina Congressman Ralph Norman here with me. I want to go back to a comment you made because it's something that I've discussed. It's almost a foregone conclusion. Republicans will come out on top and have control of the House. I think there's a good chance of control of the Senate as well. But let's start with the House. You do control the purse strings. It's a very likely scenario that the Republicans will be in charge. Can you go back to some of these things where all of this money has been, you know, the American Rescue Plan, which is more like an anchor around the neck of the American economy, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2000, all of these things. Can you stop funding for those things, or is it already a done deal? Is I guess what I'm saying. By the time they pass it, or can you stop the money?
Well, we're going to have to stop it. Now it's going to take new people to do it. I mean, what's the alternative? To keep spending? Look at, you know, the $1.9 trillion that started the train coming down the track to totally derail this country. It was anything but infrastructure. It was rewarding the friends of this administration, which are labor unions, trial lawyers, And, you know, we've got to say no to the special interests. And I think we've got the people coming in office that will do it. The present administration is not going to do it. Yeah. Those who are in office right now. But where we've got to start is with the appropriators. We've got to go through the regular process. And we've got to, any new spending has got to have offsets. I mean, Steve, we are approaching with this new spending package close to $31 trillion, $32 trillion when you add Social Security, when you add Medicare, and all the discretionary spending. We're at a unsustainable level as we speak today.
A variety of problems that are facing us, Congressman Norman, and I would say that none more daunting, as I mentioned to Andy Biggs here a moment ago, the state of Arizona obviously facing the invasion, as our whole country is. And you see the mayor of New York and the mayor of D.C. complaining, well, we can't take all the, we've got 6,000 people. Texas gets that every day. Arizona gets that every day. Is Joe Biden failing to live up to his oath of office? Is Joe Biden somebody that should be impeached? Would you consider that in a new Congress with Republican control, or Merrick Garland, or a host of the others, as they weaponize these agencies in Washington, and they're not defending the border, and they're going after the American people? What do you do? What is the recourse?
The recourse right now is to, once we take back control, and I think we'll have a 20-seat margin, and there are a lot of people, starting with Mayorkas, who is a complete boondoggle when he's describing the border. For him to say this is secure, what is unsecure? But no, the issue with President Biden, we know he's not running the country. Now, the issue with impeachment, look who his backup is. Kamala Harris is a total...
she's the border czar. Would she be impeachable?
Yeah. There's so many people that need to be thrown out. But as we sit now, the first step is getting this budget under control. Look at what's happening to our military. Look at what's happening to other countries. See what we see here in this country. And it's got to be a priority, and the money's got to be spent where it makes the military a force that it used to be. And it's a mere paper tiger now, and people know that.
Yeah. I think a lot of people really think that this government needs to be, and you're right about Mayorkas has not done his job, should be tossed. Merrick Garland has proven, I'm so glad he's not on the Supreme Court. Based on his behavior so far, I mean, obviously he's a complete partisan. He doesn't follow the law. He follows whatever his political whim is. And so these are concerns the American people have. Plus, then you look at the inflation, the cost of everything. It's a disaster. I think you have more than a 20-seat margin. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think you do have a bigger than 20-seat margin. The bigger the margin, the more you can do, right?
Yeah, but it is, you're right. But we got to have, I mean, we have in the past, we've had where Republicans had the House, the Senate, and the executive branch. Power for the sake of power is no good. You have to do something with it.
Exactly.
Now is when we're going to have the courage to, you know, get our purse strings in order. If you're bankrupt, what can you do? Nothing.
Right.
So, it's again, it starts in the House where I am.
$30 trillion, aren't you bankrupt?
Correct. You are bankrupt. Yeah. There's always the first step. This is a long stairway. We've got to take the first step. And it's going to be a challenge. But I do think now it's kind of like losing your health. America has lost its health. And I think we realize that we got to get on the path of recovery. And hopefully we're going to have the people that will do that and look at CPAC, look at the people that are here. They could be anywhere. They're here. And I think that's what gives me hope.
Congressman Ralph Norman from South Carolina, always appreciate it. Nice meeting you in person.
Dave, nice to meet you. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you. All right. We're going to take a quick break here from Dallas. We'll be back with Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan 7th Congressional District. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you very much.
See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect.
Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Each Friday, you can win premium play prizes and bonus entries into a grand prize giveaway. Visit SoaringEagle.com for details.
What a fascinating career for Michael Fulmer, who was traded to the Minnesota Twins at the trade deadline. Fulmer originally came to the Tigers in a trade deadline deal of his own in 2015. And what a pickup he was. Fulmer debuted in 2016, was voted Rookie of the Year. He had a WAR of 9.5 his first 2 years. After Tommy John surgery wiped out 2019, Fulmer came back in 2020, then reinvented himself as a reliever in 2021. He had to learn a whole new approach to his job, pitching one inning at a time, and he did it incredibly well. Fulmer's just one of those good people you love having around. A hard worker, a fierce competitor, but quick with a smile, generous with his time, always willing to talk about his craft. Here's hoping Fulmer helps the Twins down the stretch and re-signs with the Tigers in the offseason.